World Sport now from the BBC with me, Richard Fleming. Coming up, a comfortable win for Djokovic at the US Open, whilst Wozniacki proves too good for Sharapova. Capello backs Rooney to put football first following allegations about his private life. And Russia will face the USA in the last eight of basketball's World Championship. We start with tennis news. The women's top seed, Caroline Wozniacki, has breezed into the quarterfinals of the US Open in New York and remains on course for her first Grand Slam. The last match inside the Arthur Ashe Stadium is underway and involves a player who's won 16 Grand Slam titles, Roger Federer. He's playing Jürgen Meltzer. And watching for the BBC is Alistair Eakin.
Federer going well here against the 13th seed from Austria, who took out Juan Carlos Ferrero in the last round. The five times champion, though, took the first set here 6-3. Federer had an early break of serve. He was 4-1 up in double quick time, but the Austrian found his range, and a couple of monster forehand returns enabled him to break back. Federer simply turned up the heat some more and closed out the set. It's currently 2-1 that Meltzer leads in set two, going with serve. Earlier on, we saw an impressive performance from the Russian Vera Zvonareva, seeded 7 in the women's draw and this year's Wimbledon runner-up. She disposed of Andrea Petkovic in straight sets, 6-1, 6-2. She now plays Kaia Kanepi of Estonia in the quarterfinals.
Thanks, Alistair. Yes, Kaia Kanepi through. Also, Dominika Sivilkova of Slovakia. Earlier, number one seed Caroline Wozniacki swept past Maria Sharapova 6-3, 6-4. The Dane certainly arriving in New York as the form player. And despite reaching the final 12 months ago, admits she's made great strides in the last year.
Well, I definitely think I've improved a lot, not only physically, but also I believe in myself more. I believe I can do it, and also I think I can mix up my game a little bit more than I could last year. I definitely feel I'm playing good tennis, and I've been playing well the last month or so, and I've had some great tournaments. I feel like everything is possible, but I still feel like I go out there and I need to fight for every point because nothing comes easy.
Meanwhile, after his straight sets win over Marty Fish, third seed Novak Djokovic admitted he's in pretty good form, but adds his form in Grand Slams this year has been noticeably better.
Even in Wimbledon, I was playing really well every match. Up to the semi-finals, French Open as well, I was playing great, and then two sets to love up, and then I lost that match. But, you know, it's important to perform your best tennis at the Grand Slams, and this was my aim for 2010, and it's going to be my aim for every next year. It's the most important event, and it's where you want to perform the best tennis you can, and it's been happening so far for me. I have to be happy with the results.
There were also wins on Monday for fifth seed Robin Soderling and Gael Monfils. Monfils beating his fellow Frenchman Richard Gasquet. On to football now. England forward Wayne Rooney will play against Switzerland in Tuesday's Euro 2012 qualifier after confirming he wants to take the field to the field despite allegations about his private life. Fabio Capello, the England manager, says he's confident that his star striker is firmly focused on matters on the field. The BBC's chief football correspondent Mike Ingham believes he's made the right decision.
Well, I think that it panned out pretty much as we all thought it would, this story. Fabio Capello, once he was convinced that Rooney was focused enough on what is a very important game, arguably the biggest game in the group, he starts in the role that he was given against Bulgaria on Friday. He's told us that as well, by the way. He's going to play in that slightly deeper role. And I suppose Capello's breaking slightly with his own tradition, isn't he, of telling players if they're in or out just a couple of hours or so before the game. He's gone on the record. But once again, we find ourselves with an England game, a very important one as well, where there are distractions, there are issues. Nothing to do, really, with the game, accompanying baggage, blurring the main issues, and I suppose this is modern-day life, such as the cult of fame and everything that goes with it.
Well, Liverpool's Steven Gerrard, who'll be captaining England on Tuesday, says Rooney appears fully focused on the match and has been preparing well.
Sometimes you've got an issue off the field. You know, football can be a release from that, and, you know, once the game starts, I'm sure Wayne will be focused on playing well himself and doing a job for the team, so we get 3 points here. Wayne is a big character. You know, I've known Wayne for a long time. He loves playing football. Yeah, he's got an issue off the pitch, but I don't think that'll stop him from playing well tomorrow night. I spoke to him today, and yeah, I trained with him yesterday, and you know, he's been the normal Wayne Rooney that we know, which is a top player. I think every player, you know, understands the responsibility of being a footballer at the top level. But you know, on the other hand, we're human as well, and along the way, you know, we're going to make mistakes. I've made some throughout my career. we are human as well, so it's just, you know, how you react to their mistakes.
One other piece of football news, Aston Villa are close to appointing Gerard Houllier as their new manager following the resignation of Martin O'Neill just days before the start of the new Premier League season, since when Kevin McDonald has been in caretaker charge. But as Pat Murphy explains, there may be a delay in any deal being done.
Gerard Houllier wants to take up Aston Villa's offer for the manager's job, but he won't be able to tell his current employers that until Wednesday. Houllier is with the French national team in Sarajevo, where they're preparing for a European Championship qualifier against Bosnia-Herzegovina. He's employed by France as a national technical director, and he'll tell the Federation president, Fernando Ducasoy, face-to-face that he wants to return to English football. I understand the Federation would like to keep Houllier, but he's determined to go to Villa, and the deal is done. Only after he's secured his release will we learn who his right-hand man will be at Villa, Phil Thompson or Kevin McDonald.
Now to the World Basketball Championship in Turkey, where the USA are through to the quarterfinals after a comprehensive 121-66 point win over Angola. They'll now meet Russia, who defeated New Zealand 78-56. From Istanbul, the BBC's Chris Mitchell reports.
As predicted, this Russian side out-muscled the New Zealanders, out-rebounding them 41-25. Five block shots from Russia too. It was mightily impressive. It didn't help that the Tall Blacks had their scoring machine Kirk Penny in foul trouble early on. He sat out for large portions of the game. It means the Russians now face the United States in the last eight. The United States swept past the African champions Angola 121-66. Eric Gordon was particularly impressive. 5 from 6 from beyond the arc, 17 points in total. It was another game, though, where Coach K's men were not really tested. He had a chance to play everyone for more than 10 minutes. The United States need a test. They will get it against the Russians.
And they meet the Russians in the quarterfinals. Kirk Penny scored 21 points for New Zealand and later admitted his side just couldn't cope with the physical presence of the Russians.
They are a big team, and credit needs to go to Russia somewhat, because they're the third best defensive team in this competition, and they've proven that. And that's because they're very big down low, and they're around the basket, rebounding and contesting shots. And we knew that coming in. We knew they were a big squad, and I think they played a game that suited them, and they set the tempo.
Well, as for Angola, they're determined to learn lessons from their emphatic defeat to the USA. The Angolan forward Joaquim Gomez remains optimistic about the future of the sport in his country.
You have no clue how big basketball is in Angola. People just don't know. I mean, every time we play, the gyms get full, the TV, they show the game at home, and it makes basketball so special. It makes, like, every kid into the game. And talking about the future, I mean, we have a lot of talent in Angola. We don't have much size, we don't have much body, but we have talent. And I think if we still work in the way we keep working, I think we will still be on top in Africa.
Well, the golf and the Players' Championship event near Boston has been won by the American Charlie Hoffman. He produced a blistering final round 62, 9 under par to win by 5 strokes and clinch his second victory on the PGA Tour. Tiger Woods finished 12 strokes behind, tied for 11th, but retains his world number one ranking. Well, before we go, our top story once again. Women's top seed Caroline Wozniacki is through to the quarterfinals of the US Open tennis after defeating former world number one Maria Sharapova in straight sets. Vera Zvonareva has since joined her in the last eight, whilst Robin Soderling and Novak Djokovic have progressed from the men's draw. And that's the very latest world sport from